I was going to school at Rocky Springs School. It's about a mile and a half from Claypool to the school. I went barefooted, and there was chestnut trees on the way from home to school, and I remember that very well, because in walking, you didn't want to get a chestnut in the tender part of your foot. But I was got so that I could stomp chestnut burrs with my heel, because my feet got so tough, and that, and of course it's partly showing off at school. We had chestnut trees on the school ground, and not everybody could do that, and I could, and burst a burr with my heel. We had a ball field out there, and that was in left field, was where the chestnut trees were, and that's generally where I played, because a lot of the kids didn't, you know, around those chestnut burrs, they never were picked up on the school ground, you know, one year to the next. Well, there's always burrs down there, and so I played down there, and if somebody come around to look at me, I might stomp one to show off.
Yeah, we'd play hole goal. You know what that is, don't you? We'd all have like 25 or 50 chestnuts, and we'd all line around, and somebody would have some in their hand or something other, and you'd say, hole goal. Well, they'd say, how many? Like you'd say 10 or 15. If you guess a number, you got the chestnut. But if you missed it, say you had 15, you guessed 10, well, you'd have to pay him 5 to make 15. So, and when you got yours used up, then you had to drop out.
During Christmas time, we used to go serenading. Have you ever heard of that? We'd dress up and go. And we'd go in, and people, like, sometimes they'd feed us chestnuts, sometimes popcorn, sometimes peanuts, whatever. And then we'd go dumb sitting. We'd just go, the whole family, or a whole half community would go, and we'd go in a fellow's house, sit down, never say a word. Just sit there for maybe 30, 40 minutes, and then get up and leave. They call it dumb sitting.
It still stumps in the mountain. You can find them 6 and 8 foot through. I remember right on top of a mountain, my grandpa cut a big one. It was about 8 foot across. And he told us boys, he said, now, when I die, he said, I want to be buried in this stump. And we said, well, Grandpa, we'll put you in it. When he died, I remember we had to take a shovel and dig the road out where a big snow was on top of that mountain. And we chopped right down through that big stump and dug his grave through. But now he sawed that down for timber when he was young. And we planted a Chinese chestnut tree back where that hits there right today. Yeah, I remember my cousin says, now you watch Grandpa lay around until a big 3 foot snow comes. And he said, we'll have to go top that mountain. You know, he was just joking, you know. And sure enough, a big snow fell and we had to go and do that. Mm-hmm. I remember we went out there and got the big bunch of chestnut fence rails and brought back and built a safari down there, because it was a fence out there for a mile long, them big 14, 15, 16 foot rails, and they'd burn just like fuel. Mm-hmm. And we built a big fire around them and dug that grave, put Grandpa in that big stump.
So why do you think he wanted to be buried in the chestnut stump?
I don't know. He just said he cut that down when he was young. That big stump was still there. And he said that's where he wanted the family graveyard, and he said he wanted to be buried down through that stump. We told him if he was where he wanted to be, we'd put him through it, and we did.
We had to walk backwards and forwards to school and went barefooted, and we would race to that chestnut tree. And if one got more chestnuts sudden, they'd take them burrs and take them right inside the head with them or anything. We wore knee breeches, hit them on the legs, and they'd bring the blood. And there was an old preacher by the name of Far-Eating Jim Caudle. He'd come to church, and he'd have on overalls like I've got on, barefooted. His breech legs rolled up just below his knees, and his ankles and legs would be just as rusty. He never washed, and top of his head, he didn't have no hair, and you could see the dirt right in the top of his head. But boy, he could preach it. He's making prayer up there in these three big chestnut trees there. And one of them big burrs fell out of that chestnut tree and whacked him right on top of the head. The blood spun out of the top of his head. And he never let up. He just kept making prayer and wiping that blood, buddy.
And one exciting, cold, frosty morning when I was about 13, I heard my Uncle John and a man above us called George were taking a bunch of us girls to Bad Branch to pick up native chestnuts. And that was a rarity. We were going to camp and spend the night and pick chestnuts up and bring them back the next day. So we gathered up all, we're going, all girls, and these two men. So away we went. We had to walk across Pine Mountain, and we followed the path. We didn't follow the old-time wagon road, but we turned up a branch about a mile above us, and up the mountain we went, and we were quite a rowdy bunch going. We were fresh and all of us young, except these two older men, and we picked up chestnuts as we went. When we got over across Pine Mountain on the other side to a branch they call Bad Branch, which is called that until this day. And by then it was getting late, so we looked for a place to camp. And George had lived in that area when he was first married, so he could pretty well tell us where to go. And we found a nice big cliff, built us a bonfire, broiled our meat, and had a hilarious supper. Of course, by dark, we were ready to go to bed, and we fixed us a bed, and these two men were pretty good singers, and they started singing old-time songs, and they made that valley ring. They sang so loud, and they sang us all to sleep, and we lay down spoon fashion and put the quilts over us, and when we woke up, they were laughing. You could have heard them half a mile. They were hilarious. And what had happened during the night, one of the girls had passed some gas where she had eaten some raw chestnuts. And, of course, we all looked at each other. We was afraid, is it us? Is it us? And next day they selected one of our group and said that was the one that did that. George got his gravy and we ate breakfast and started picking up chestnuts in earnest next morning, and George knew just where to take us, and he found all the chestnuts, and I really worked and picked up. When the day was getting pretty late, we had to start home because we had nearly 5 miles, I guess, to walk. And I had so many chestnuts, couldn't carry them. So George was sorry for me, and he put them on that horse and carried them home. Next day, my father had to go up to George's home and get my chestnuts. So he brought them home, and my mother put them in the closet up next to the chimney where it was good and warm.